Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Student Accountant podcast series. So I'm here today at Hayes Specialist Recruitment in London, and my special guest is Richard Snowden, who is the Finance Director, Analysis and Control. Hello, Richard.
Hello.
So welcome to the podcast, and do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing here at Hayes?
Sure. So as you said, I'm the Finance Director, Analysis and Control here at Hayes. I've worked here for 6 years in a variety of different functions within the UK business. I run a team of 15 people directly here in the UK, as well as indirectly, and about another 15 in India. The teams that I run are responsible for all the internal and external reporting of the UK businesses, as well as supporting the actual operations side through business partnering.
So what's your background and training? Did you train as an accountant?
Yes, I did. I trained with KPMG. So I went through the external audit route. So I was with KPMG for 5 years before making quite a big change and went to Goldman Sachs, worked there for 3 years. Took a slight career break to go traveling, as a lot of people do, before then joining Hayes about 6 years ago.
Wow, you don't actually look old enough to have done all that, by the way.
Okay.
So it's obviously treating you well, a life in finance. What made you decide to work for a recruitment consultancy then?
It's probably the role that actually interested me, and well, not only the role, but also the potential progression I could have within Hayes. So I saw it as an area of business that there'll always be a demand for. There'll always be a demand for work and for jobs. So I saw it as quite a good future-proof industry. As I said, when I came into the role itself initially interested me, but also I saw quite a good potential progression within Hayes, given it's small enough that I felt as though I could have an impact in the teams I was working in, but also large enough to provide, you know, potential career moves and career opportunities.
Right, so we're going to talk a bit about future proofing in a minute, but first of all, I wanted to talk to you about what skills accountants need in the jobs market right now.
Okay, sure. Well, I think a lot of people are probably aware that the traditional skills required by an accountant, the technical skills, the knowledge of accounting standards, whilst still important, they've changed quite significantly over the years. I think that's quite well documented. And the softer skills are becoming more and more important. We've seen with the explosion of technology over the last few years, I think a lot of people at the time thought that it might replace accountants because a computer can add up sums. But what we saw is actually there was a huge explosion of the amount of data and information available. And as a result, accountants were there to actually analyze that information. So what we're seeing is really the core skills of being able to analyze data has grown. That's really key at the moment. But then also, some of the skills that are very important to go with that are communication skills, because it's all well and good being able to analyse data, but if you can't actually convey that, explain it to people who aren't actually necessarily finance trained, then you're never really going to be able to get ahead. Another thing, actually quite interestingly, is creativity is being actually sought after by an increasing number of employers, and creativity isn't something that you traditionally associate with an accountant.
Mm.
I'm not referring to creative accounting. Hopefully there's not too many employers out there actually looking for creative accountants regard. So it's not seen as a good thing. But what I mean is really the ability to be creative in your work, be a lateral thinker, be able to solve problems. And that is actually something quite interestingly that is becoming more and more sought after.
That is really interesting, and I like this idea of creativity because I think that's sometimes seen as something that's reserved for the arts or media profession, but actually what you're saying is, and also with the soft skills, that really it's all connected. Everybody really needs all of these different areas to be covered in their jobs.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's something, so you know, my advice there would almost be, You don't need to, an interview or in your career, to think, how can I be creative in an artistic way? Because that's not really going to be a skill that is required. It's more thinking of, as I said, about the how you displayed, use creativity to solve a problem or approach an issue or think strategically. So being able to come up with examples to back that up is, you know, quite key if you are looking for a job interview or even just progression within your own company. But alongside it, you're never going to get away from the fact that you need to be able to communicate, because that's part and parcel of the role now. It's not going to go away again. And even if you can think creatively, if you can't communicate how you act creatively, then you're going to be actually struggle to be able to get that across in an interview situation, or, you know, as I said, explaining it to your current employer as well.
So creativity, being able to think laterally, and then also good communication skills are two of the main things that you would say is important for students to focus on.
Yeah, so they're probably two of the ones. Communication skills is probably, again, quite well documented. It doesn't replace, you know, the other skills that are required of an accountant, like the analytical skills, but it certainly needs to complement them.
Right. Okay. And looking ahead to what sort of changes are on the horizon, as you said, you know, data, the advance of big data, and then a lot of people talking about AI. What do you see as being the things that are going to have to change?
I think the overriding thing for me is that the things, those softer skills, those things that make us human in a way, they're not going to be replaced by a machine, or certainly not any time in the, you know, in the short term. So developing those skills like creativity, problem solving, will continue to be key skills to actually acquire and develop. There are some more obvious ones that go hand in hand with technology, is to actually be tech savvy yourself. So to understand, you don't need to be an expert in those areas, because we'd have IT professionals who would be the experts and how to actually implement. But you need to be tech savvy to actually understand the actual technology, but also how it can actually impact on your own work and the work of your teams.
One
of the key things for me on top of that is to embrace what we call lifelong learning. I think it's probably the case in any profession where you're going through exams, you might think that once you are qualified, once you've passed your exams, the learning for the main part is done. Now, my message there is actually it's really just a start of your learning, because you should never stop learning. You should be embracing it throughout your career. That's absolutely essential to keep yourself relevant and adapting to the technologies as they change, and adapting to how your job is going to change over time.
Yeah, that's interesting. When you were talking about the having to be tech savvy, it makes me think of accountants as sort of a bridge between the technology and the rest of the world, that you're sort of communicating and analysing what is provided to you by the technology, but that's a crucial role in a way.
It is. As I mentioned before, that people thought that the role of the accountant might disappear, or there might be fewer accountants because of the technology changes that we've seen over the last 30 years or so, but actually the number of accountants has grown significantly because of the data available. The jobs have changed significantly.
Right.
So what we'll probably see is some of the more transactional jobs might disappear or certainly change, but then the actual value adding, as we call them, the analytical, the problem solving, that will potentially grow, those sorts of areas, which theoretically should be more interesting for people because it's away from the mundane and moving more towards the value add and interesting.
Yeah, so potentially is a good time to be an accountant, because you're becoming more interpreting data rather than just kind of carrying out these mundane operations.
Yes, yeah, it is. And as you progress through your career, typically you would actually move away from the transactional as you become into more management and, you know, team driven. But certainly I see, even at the kind of the more junior levels, that you're moving towards towards that more less transactional way of working.
Great. Okay. So just I'm just curious, what has been the most interesting or surprising, enjoyable parts of your career so far, or any jobs that you've done which have really stretched you?
I'd like to think that every role I've done has stretched me in a way. There's always parts of a job that you're probably quite comfortable with, but I'd always look, I wouldn't want to take on a role if I wasn't being stretched. Certainly the role I've taken on now is stretching. It's managing a larger team, and actually that is, to me, very, very interesting. I enjoy working as part of a team and managing a team, as well as also working more with the operations side, so working with the business rather than purely back office and kind of within a finance function. So that for me has been one of the most interesting, and also stretching things, because it's a different way of thinking, different way of working.
And what do you think are the most important aspects of management, and particularly working with a team?
I think working with a team, I think you, for me, I like to lead by example, or I think I lead by example. My team, if you go and interview them, they may well have a different opinion of that. I think being adaptable to change, you need to embrace change, because you know, no department's going to stay the same, especially with how quickly technology is changing. And also be a good motivator of people as well.
Great. Well, I think that's a good place to leave it. And thinking about the future and adapting to change, that is really vital in all areas.
Yes. Yeah. And it will continue to be so. I think just to give a quote, and I don't know whether this is strictly going to be true or not, but it was, I think it was Justin Trudeau, the Canadian PM, who said that that change has never happened as fast as it is doing at the moment, but it's also never going to be so slow again. So that's, I think people need to realise actually that's quite an interesting thing to consider and embrace throughout their careers, because gone are the days of jobs for life, or working for an employer through the life. You need to constantly adapt to the changing technologies.
Yeah, which is actually, conversely, you know, we might think it's nice to get comfortable and settled, but I think more enjoyable to keep learning, and learning is the thing that keeps us young, isn't it? To sort of keep expanding your consciousness. So I think it's actually probably better for people.
Yeah, I think it does. I think it makes, it should make people enjoy their careers more for the larger part. I mean, some people might be naturally reluctant to change. So, you know, push yourself out of your comfort zone and embrace it as much as you can, and think, how can you actually keep yourself relevant and learning for the changes that lie ahead.
Richard, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And goodbye, everyone.